TheWolverine.com is joining us to talk Michigan football, and also John Beilein and the Wolverines have an interesting game, a rematch with Villanova tomorrow night. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Bill. Doing great, buddy.
All right. First, let's start with Jim Harbaugh of Michigan football. Where are they at health-wise going into the Indiana game?
Pretty healthy. We asked him, and he was actually pretty forthcoming after the game. Quiddy Pay suffered a funny bone, Michigan sophomore defensive end. That actually looked like the worst one. Levert Hill actually is the one that you have to worry about, Michigan's junior corner. We aren't sure if he's in concussion protocol, but he was being evaluated for that, missed the second half of the game. They've got two other corners playing at a high level, and Brandon Watson and David Long and Ambry Thomas starting to come into his own, too. So they could be okay against Indiana, but you definitely want Levert Hill back for the Buckeyes. So other than that, looking pretty good. Asked Rashawn Gary at the end of the game how his shoulder was holding up, and he did a little karate move and said, how's it look to you? And looks pretty good. So all in all, man, at this time of the year, you couldn't really ask for much more. These guys are in pretty good health.
Your thoughts about this Indiana game, because everybody's talking about the Ohio State game a week from Saturday. Not a lot of conversation about the Hoosiers Saturday at the Big House.
Yeah, and I asked Jim Harbaugh about that yesterday because he was on a team in 1986, Bill, that was undefeated and really on track to play possibly for a national championship in the Rose Bowl when they lost to Minnesota the week before they played Ohio State. Ricky Foggy, that was back in 1986 and seems like yesterday, but believe it or not, almost over 30 years ago. And Jim said, you know, they don't talk about it much. He did talk about it on his radio show on Monday night, but he learned from that. And he said he had a fumble in that game, probably wasn't focused and didn't play as best game, and that was obviously the year that he guaranteed a win over Ohio State down in Columbus, and they got it done, but that ruined their perfect season. That's not going to happen with this team. This team seems extremely focused. I will say this about Indiana. They've played Michigan tough for how many years now? It's been since 1987 that Indiana has beaten Michigan, but they've had some really tough games. Two of the last three have gone to overtime, and the other one was the 20-10 game a couple of years ago when John O'Korn was forced to play quarterback. So they bring it when they play Michigan, but it's been 51 years, I think, since they won in the Big House. I fully expect Michigan to come out focused. These guys understand what's in front of them. A lot of guys going to be playing their last home game at Michigan Stadium. They don't want to go out with a loss.
If Saturday was Ohio State hosted Michigan, how would you view that matchup as is right now between the two teams?
Yeah, I would like Michigan to win it the way that they're playing right now and the way Ohio State's playing. Ohio State's having a hard time running the ball. They looked better on defense, but who hasn't really against Michigan State this year, if we're being honest? That Michigan State team is banged up. Brian Lewerke is not the same quarterback, given his arm issues that he's had or his shoulder issues. So I like Michigan in that one. It's amazing, isn't it, how things change over the course of a season. In the first five or six games of the year, Ohio State looked unbeatable, especially with that offense. Now they look like they're in disarray. So it's one of those games that you expect to win, but you never know, man. When you go down there, two things. Number one, you don't know what kind of whistle you're going to get. And I'm not saying that as a homer or anything else. I'm just saying that's kind of a fact of life if you look at the numbers and over the last several years, the way those things go. And number two, you can outplay a team and still lose. And we saw that a couple of years ago. I thought Michigan was the better football team, and things didn't go their way. Had a couple of bad breaks, and they ended up losing that game in overtime. So, and there's going to be plenty on the line. You know that Ohio State's going to bring their best for Michigan like they always do and always have under Jim Tressel and now Urban Meyer. So, but I do think that Michigan is ready to get that monkey off their back. They've got the veterans to do it. This is the kind of team that I think can go down to Columbus and win.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us talking Michigan football. Also, John Beilein and the Wolverines get a rematch with Villanova tomorrow night. Chris, your early impressions on this John Beilein coach team?
It's a weird one, man. And I asked Beilein today, I said, you know, his inclination is to try to outscore people. That's who he is. And he always talks about being the offensive coordinator of this team, but he's got better defensive personnel. And I said, how do you get a lineup out of these guys when you've got such a different personnel than you've had in the past? And he said, we were just talking about that in our meeting room. We've got to coach these guys to be better on offense, our best defensive players to be better on offense so we can have them on the floor. Xavier Simpson, for example, has been a non-factor for the most part offensively in Michigan's first couple of games. Teams have thrown zone at them, and he can't shoot the ball, frankly, and he's got to get better at that. They did do a better job at the free throw line, 17 of 21 against Holy Cross. They had a lot of good shots in that first half, Bill, that they couldn't make, and they had to go to their guys, Charles Matthews and Ignis Brazdikas, in the second half of that game to go downhill and get to the rim because they're just not shooting the ball well. But I would expect more from Jordan Poole. He's 0 for 6 right now in two games. He's going to be better than that. Isaiah Livers is a guy at the 4 who will play some 5 tomorrow because Villanova plays small. At 6'8", he's going to be a guy that's going to get some shots, and you aren't going to see much zone from Villanova. So I would expect a better offensive showing from Michigan, but they're going to win a lot of games with their defense this year, Bill. And kind of like last year in the tournament when they only shot well in 5 out of 6 games, still got to the championship game. I think they're going to win a lot of games with their defense, and they're going to have to.
Early standouts to you for Michigan hoops in 2018 for this year's team?
Yeah, Brazdikas is a guy that is going to get better and better. This is a guy that's going to be a pro. And when they went to him, he's unstoppable when you give him that ball. He's ambidextrous. He can score with either hand. And once he gets confidence in that shot, Bill, he made 75 out of 85 threes in one of Beeline's drills. He just hasn't had the confidence to shoot it. He can make that shot. When he does, that's going to open up some things for this Michigan team. I think you're going to see him be the leading scorer on this team. He and Charles Matthews. Matthews really came through in the second half of that game. His mid-range jumper's gotten much better. So I think those two guys are going to be the leaders of this team. But other guys are going to have to step up. It's like Beeline said today, Bill. He said, we've got a bunch of guys that are waiting to break out and be that guy. And he thinks that any number of those guys in that starting lineup could be that guy.
Also, great news today about Caris LeVert. The video looked like he broke his leg and might not never play again. And now reports say he won't need surgery and he could be back this year with the Nets in the NBA. Great news.
Yeah. Thank God for that. It looked like it shattered, didn't it?
Right, yeah.
I had to watch it, and it was like an L shape, and I thought for sure that the kid was going to be done. But he's had a share of bad luck. It was good to see him get a good break finally because this kid is going to get paid, Bill. He's going to get a multi-million dollar contract and deserves it. One of the nicest kids I've ever covered.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider. We'll get an update on Friday, Chris, on the Indiana game. And, man, we're less than 2 weeks from the game in Columbus. Michigan wins on Saturday. Just think how big that game will be, Chris. And you know they can't lose it again. Second time in 2 years. They can't let a Buckeyes team that's inferior to them beat them at the shoe. They just can't do that.
No, I agree. And this is the year to do it and just got to get it done.
Thank you, Chris, for that stunning, huge opinion to wrap up your call.
You bet. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, Chris, he's a busy man right now with Michigan hoops and Michigan football. A lot of interest. Michigan hoops 18 in the latest college basketball poll. Michigan State at 11.